Canadian officials now say the smoke from Canadian wildfires that has enveloped parts of the U.S. and Canada in a thick haze is expected to pour into Norway. Meanwhile, the smoky blanket billowing across the U.S. and Canada could persist into the weekend. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week rose to the highest level since October 2021. The Labor Department says U.S. applications were 261,000 for the week ending June 3rd. The Dow is up 181 points, the NASDAQ adding 122. This is SRN News.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Bud Light presents, We Can Do Whatever We Want. First, we anger the conservatives. Then we anger the liberals. But we're still the number one beer. Our marketing strategy is to antagonize everyone and come out on top. So drink a Bud Light and look the other way as I drown this puppy. Enter the Bud Light sweepstakes to win a vacation on Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Enjoy our new celebrity spokesperson, Bill Cosby, who'd love to offer you a refreshing Bud Light. Sorry, Kid Rock, but we're bulletproof. We're Bud Light, still the number one beer, because we can do whatever we want. Drink and drive responsibly. Women who are pregnant, go ahead and have a Bud Light. What do we care?
All right, it's a couple of minutes past 3 o'clock, Thursday on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Coming up at 3:30, Mark Robert will be joining us from Los Angeles, and we'll talk about what's happening with his YouTube show, America's Untold Stories. And I love his take, as an investigative reporter for many years. I love his take. He's the resistance in California. For those of you, and I've gotten the notes, who have checked that channel out on YouTube, it's habit forming. It really is. He's a lot of fun. He'll be joining. Also, we'll get an update on what the hell's going on with the Los Angeles Dodgers and all the chaos around them, and is it affecting their performance on the field? So he joins us at 3:30, so we got a lot to do between now and then, and we're going to get started now.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam, excited about Dietzville's Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware grand opening on US 31. Stop by today for hand-picked brands like Benmore, Craftsman, and Weber, along with award-winning service to help you finish that next project in one trip. One of Alabama's biggest Ace Hardwares. You don't want to miss it. Cookouts all 3 days in the grand opening on June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Come see us.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
306, Joey has joined us. By the way, I was stunned at that Supreme Court decision, especially with Kavanaugh.
I think everybody was very surprised. Everybody across the board.
How is this going to impact us? We got to redraw these districts now?
Yeah, I mean, it was already up in the air. I think it means some young, talented, ambitious, at least politically talented Democrats in the state are definitely have a way to the federal government. I'm sure Terry Sewell's like, oh, crap. And also some Republicans. It might be that like Barry Moore and I think Gary Palmer might have to face off, or I don't know how exactly it'll be redrawn. We'll see. But it's going to change Alabama politics.
That's the impression I got. And Lauren Boebert, who's got a very ugly divorce situation.
Oh, yeah.
Says today there was a $5 million bribery payment made to Joe Biden, the big guy. But we don't care about that. We got to convict Donald Trump for his mattress tag tearing off and everything else. And in the middle of all this chaos, we are planning a party.
We are.
It's coming Wednesday as Scott Beeson will be feted, I think is the word. F-E-T-E-D.
Oh.
At Baumhauer's.
Yes, yeah. Like, okay, we've done Baumhauer's so often that it feels like a second home.
Yeah.
Those round tables. But here's the deal. We've invited new people into the radio family here with Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Yes.
I got to say, I don't know if it happens that much in your show, but I'll often get callers say, they were talking about this thing. It was great. Which part of me gets jealous. And then part of me is like, well, this is awesome. It's good when everybody's doing good.
Exactly.
And bring them down, whether it's Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair, have the whole family together. I'm going to be there. I think you're going to be there. Rosie's going to be there.
We're going to own the. We're going to have a cake from Liquor's Bakery, and it's going to be
doing it up big this upcoming Wednesday.
And a chance to get to know Scott and celebrate this new program on our station. And there's more details to come on this. We're going to have some, you know, food and.
Well, and of course, I forgot the Sky Mosley. So if you want to talk about some old records,
yeah, Sky. I
mean, Sky's a great guy.
Yeah, we got to get we. We did feature him at one of our parties a while back. I mean, 6-7 months ago. But we made him known to the people that were there. We had a nice turnout last night, too. The tote bag lady was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed her. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, she, I was presented with a, it says Greg's tote bag. And it can be used for carrying papers or it's thermal. So you can put food in there, and actually we use it as a pie transport device to Mama's Produce. So, and I got to check in with Tammy and find out what our supply is like there. And I did post on Facebook today the wonderful thank you card I got from the Prevalatauga Humane Society, but that was not just to me, that's to everybody that's helped support this and the money we've raised with the pie so far. And we're going to continue.
By the way, that new song, Come Down to Mama's Produce, we got something for you. It's an earworm.
Yeah. Those Burkhalters, man, we may be hearing them on Bama Country one of these days. So that's this coming Wednesday, 6 o'clock at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. We're looking forward to having you join us. This will be our first big event there since my anniversary.
Yeah.
Right. Looking forward to inviting the new part of the radio family to everybody.
Right now it's 3:10. The sky has an odd hue to it. I keep thinking maybe some of that Canadian smoke is making it here, but I think it's just clouds. Let's get the latest from Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those evening thunder showers before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, fairly humid. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Friday's high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday will go up to about 93. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but rather small on Friday and Saturday. Then more scattered storms will return on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no better time than now to visit New York City. The museums, the dining, the Empire State Building, and now, the smell.
Ooh, the whole city smells like a charcoal briquette.
Exactly. Canadian wildfire smoke has engulfed the city, so now you don't have to inhale the normal Big Apple stank.
I can barely notice the stench of weed and urine.
This is your one chance to walk around Gotham without saying, is that rat feces or human feces? And if you're taking the subway, don't worry. We're fanning the wildfire smoke underground.
Wow! For once, the D train doesn't reek like the P train. Is this smoke good for my lungs?
Hey, I'm an announcer, not a respiratory specialist. Anyway, book your trip to New York City today. The city that never sleeps is now the city that never smelled so good. Well, at least better than usual.
I love New York.
Yeah, kind of nasty the aroma there. In fact, that's another thing I got to put on the Mark Robert list because he is from New York originally. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on that. I just find it mighty ironic seeing all these orange silhouettes of New York, knowing that the orange man came from New York. Is there not karma in that somewhere?
It's a sign.
Yeah, it's a sign, all right. And that dweeb, I don't want to start using this kind of, that head Trudeau.
Yeah.
It's climate change. They never stop with this, folks. They are not going to take their foot off this gas pedal until we're all living unair-conditioned, carless lives. And none of this is going to make any difference in the temperature of the planet. We've been evolving. There are those out there, if you just do a little digging, who will tell you that the reason these Canadian forest fires are so intense is because of lousy land management. Same thing in California. A lot of the fires out there were due to poor management of the forest areas. But you see, anything that can be used as an excuse for climate change and to further erode our rights and diminish our lives. Here's a story that pisses me off. An Asian American with a 1590 SAT score. That's even higher than mine. With a 1590 SAT score, blames affirmative action for rejection from elite colleges. This is not right. You cannot make up for, atone for past wrongs by discrimination. You're trying to, it's like, you know, getting rid of a hangover with hair of the dog that bit you. This is not right. And hopefully, this case that sits before the U.S. Supreme Court will put an end to this garbage. It's enough. That people who work hard and get these incredible scores are denied entrance to the top colleges because they're in the wrong racial group? This is lunacy. And, of course, in every other respect, I read a story today. The master plan for teaching math in our public schools, this is from that horrible 1619 project. Instead of teaching like 2 plus 2 is 4, or as we heard in that clip yesterday, 3 times 3 times 3 equals what?
18. No, that was the answer I think they gave.
Something like that.
It's 27.
That whole clip, what I pointed to, was the just the stunning lack of fundamental basic wisdom most of us who listen to this show or work on it could have answered in sixth grade because we were taught critical thinking and stuff that would be useful in the real world. Now, in elementary school math, and they're distributing this to every school system in America. To learn math, they want students to work out the case for reparations. Oh. I kid you not. You cannot make this up. And there again, that's just like the, what's the name of the program where they get into teaching? This group has an unfair advantage and they enslaved your ancestors and it's just doing nothing but breeding hate.
CRT.
Yeah, critical race theory. It's just another version of that. So now they want third graders to figure out how many millions of dollars everybody should get in reparations. I think the last figure I saw, $14 trillion. $14 trillion. We're $31 trillion in debt. These climate a-holes in Europe who contribute nothing want us to yak up another trillion or two. It's almost like this is all part of a deliberate plot to get this country to crash and burn so they can reconfigure it the way they want, which is another reason why they're doing everything they can to diminish Second Amendment rights. You know, sorry, I lived through the 60s, and I don't think too many people disagree with the idea that everybody should have an equal shot at the American dream. And if something unfair is standing between an individual wanting to get there, that's there simply because they're a certain race, that's wrong. We gotta eliminate all that. I kind of think we have. But we still have this huge disparity. And I don't, at some point, I've been watching this stuff for a long time, over 50 years, to be quite honest. And I am not seeing not only anything change, I'm seeing things get worse, especially in the big cities. Just a disaster. 3:20, let me get a word in for infusion. Days like this, I did the bike today, 5 miles in this soup. And you can finish a ride like that feeling depleted. Of course, you don't have to ride your bike 5 miles to feel depleted. You can wake up feeling that way.
Yep.
Infusion Cryo and Laser is the place to try IV vitamin therapy to make sure that you, through just not paying attention to diet and so forth, that your system has the right balance of vitamins for better energy, better metabolism. There's all kinds of ways they can help you, and the reason it's so successful is it all goes in. It's not swallowing something, hoping your digestive tract will make the most out of it. It goes into your bloodstream, so you get the immediate benefit. Infusion can also help you. Every time they introduce a new feature there, it just makes the place more popular. Cryo contouring. This is the state-of-the-art way to get rid of what we call the hard lard around the waist, the arms. You can target any area of your body you want, your face. But it works because it's a process called apoptosis that kills the fat. Bye-bye. If you'd like to learn more about it, and I'm just giving you the basics here, but if you'd like to see how it can work for you or an area that you would like to work on, call 296-1662 and get a consultation. Infusion is also the home to one of the best chiropractors I've ever worked with, Dr. Kerry Gross. And they also have pain remedies like laser therapy and Juvelite, all there under one roof. For a consultation, 296-1662 or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. First traffic at 321.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Looking pretty good all around the Montgomery area. No major problems here or in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We do have one problem, I-65 southbound. If you're coming into Montgomery or Prattville, just past Alpha Springs Road, we've got a pretty bad accident. Traffic was backed up past the Highway 31 Pine Level exit and beyond. Expect delays there. In Montgomery, Ware's Ferry Road, they're doing extensive resurfacing today, using a pilot vehicle to take people through the work. It's pretty much a standstill there. You might want to avoid Ware's Ferry if at all possible. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
I'm looking at RFK Jr. talking about his campaign. I find it awfully interesting that the Democrats can just flick him off the finger like a booger when he's got about 20%. And there are people that want to see an exchange of ideas. I think there's a lot of people in the Democratic Party. He speaks to what they believe in, but that the party no longer represents. It's the Communist Party of America right now. And the crackpots have taken over. The AOCs, it's like, radical as it gets. There's people that would like to remain Democrats, but on a slightly more rational basis. So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with this. I know we all know the past there, and that's something we'll talk about with Mark. He's talked to RFK, and I'd kind of like to get his take on if he's worried about RFK Jr. moving forward. The Democrats seem to be. He's getting a little bit too popular for his own good. And with the Democrats, that's bad. Today, I think we'll do a pop quiz after Mark's visit.
Okay.
And with that, we give away Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. And that is a great prize. That's a $30 value prize, bowling, shoes, and a couple of Bama Lanes burgers done any way you want. Beverage, not alcoholic, but beverage, to wash it down. In other words, a couple of hours of great air-conditioned fun on a day like this. Indoor air-conditioned sports have an extra amount of appeal. And at Bama Lanes, newly refurbished on Atlanta Highway, and of course in Prattville, you can redeem it at either location and have a really good time. So kind of pay attention. I'm not going to get real tricky with it, but kind of pay attention when Mark Robert is on the air with us, and we will do our pop quiz question based on some nugget of wisdom that he shares with us this afternoon. And keep our number handy, 272-9228. And we'll give you a chance to win that right around just before or after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Here is your local news at 325.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Teresa Lawson. One man is injured and another in custody after a shooting in the capital city. It happened at the 2100 block of Bowen Drive Thursday morning. On the scene, first responders found an adult male with life-threatening gunshot wound. A suspect has been arrested and charges are pending. The U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of Alabama's black voters in a congressional redistricting case. The state will now have to create a second congressional district with a large black population. The current map has just one majority black seat, even though more than one in four residents in Alabama are black. Former President Donald Trump will be coming to Alabama. The Alabama Republican Party says Trump will be headlining a party event this summer. It says details of the upcoming dinner will be announced soon. Trump's last visit to Alabama was at a rally in Coleman in 2021. I'm Teresa Lawson. Watch your local news on WAKA Channel 8.
Hydration is key. If you are 1% dehydrated, you'll have a drop in 10% of your strength. If you are 3% dehydrated, your brain is malfunctioning so bad that you are making mistakes and not even knowing it.
Brad Davidson is a personal trainer, has written a book about his expertise. His specialty is exhausted executives who carry a burden of stress. You'll want to hear this one. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
By the way, it's official. Joe Biden was asked today about these Biden crime family allegations, and we got the truth. It's a bunch of malarkey. He's the only person left in America, A, that still uses the term malarkey. Even my dad dropped it a long time before he passed away. So he's, but we all know that he's just, they wind the key in his back and he runs around. They hope he doesn't bump into something or knock something over or hurt himself while they call the shots from Barack Obama's house across the street. And later on, we are going to dig a little bit deeper into a story out of Vegas that somebody had a UFO in their backyard with 8-foot-tall aliens, among other things. So it's all ahead. Mark Robert should be coming up next, 327.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those evening thunder showers before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, fairly humid. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Friday's high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday will go up to about 93. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but rather small on Friday and Saturday. Then more scattered storms will return on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to waste 6 minutes of your life. Influencers.
Now, we're going to give you great value in the next 20 to 25 minutes of your life. I'll wake my favorite influencer. His name is Mark Grobert. And we're going to haka china with Mark on a wide array of topics. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. You know, they have no sense of boundaries out here in California. I think it's because they have so much space, Greg. I mean, you could be in an empty parking lot in a store, and a guy will pull up and take the spot right next to you. You know what I mean? Like 800 empty spots, and a guy will pull up right next to you. They don't have a sense of space out here.
It's the same in South Florida. It's almost a competition. They have no life, so they get their exercise or sporting fulfillment by playing that game.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. We get a little bit of an echo on the phone. You're not on a speaker, are you?
On a speaker, but this isn't any better. I mean, I can try some earbuds. You want me to try some earbuds?
Let's see if we can do that. Because I don't want people to miss a minute of this.
Too, right?
I still got a little bit of an echo, yeah.
Well, you sound good. I've got echo.
Oh. I don't know how we fix this.
Abandoning the...
Okay.
Let's see what happens now. Go to speaker, but you're trying to connect. See what it's like in the outside world. All right, what about now?
That's excellent. We have hit the jackpot.
Why? I'm out in the woods now. Out in the woods, naked, broadcasting to you in Montgomery, Alabama, in my underwear in the woods.
I remember an episode of America's Untold Stories where you talked about going camping.
Yeah, I go camping a lot. I don't know which one I was referring to, but I do a lot of camping.
And I think it was around that time, too, I heard that incredible story about the pilot that's got to be made into a movie.
Well, the Gay Lesbian Alliance in Hollywood is not interested in heroic white fighter pilots at this time. If you can come back in a century, we'll be happy to deal with you. You know, one time I went with a guy to Sony, and it was a movie pitch that I had about the PBY plane, something to do with a PBY,
right.
You know, one of the ones that landed in water.
But, yes.
You know. During World War II, and the guy was just flamingly gay, no offense, you know, he was just in his office, he didn't want to see us, we came in, he said, what is this about, and I said, the story about a pilot who had a PBY and lost it during World War II, whatever, went down, blah, 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 and I had a model in my hand, about a 2-foot model of a PBY, and he lost all interest in the movie pitch. So I just started flying it by hand around the room while I was pitching the movie, going, meow, meow. And my partner was a producer. I was just trying to suppress it in this PBY thing. He didn't even know what we were talking about. So I just took advantage of flying it around the room by hand, making airplane sounds.
Wow. Hey, I just saw RFK Jr. on TV, and I talked out loud in the air wondering what... How much danger is this man in right now?
I don't know. He's got Secret Service protection.
Well, JFK had it too. That's why I'm worried.
No. But I'm saying I don't think they perceive him as a threat yet. So I don't think he's in danger in that regard. Because what happened to his father? Don't forget, is LBJ decides not to run, and he wins the California primary, the biggest primary in the country.
Right.
And he's killed that night. You know what I mean? And part of it was a couple of weeks before at Fernando State Valley College here in Fernando Valley, the San Fernando Valley State College, which is now called Cal State Northridge for anybody who wants to go to school there. He gave a speech, and it was the first time he gave a speech saying that only the powers of the presidency can unlock the mystery of my brother's death. And that was the first time that he had threatened to reopen the investigation if he won the presidency.
Wow.
And he was dead within 7 days.
Man, that's why I'm glad his voice is being heard. And it looks like he's got about 1 in 5 Democrats at least interested in his message. I want to go back.
Again, he would have to resign or be removed, Biden, to make it a wide open field because there seems to be. I'm going to have him on the show at some point in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to drill down on with RFK Jr., who I know fairly well. I just want to know what his logic is to a path to victory.
The by the way, the very sexy Lauren Boebert. Colorado representative said today there was a $5 million bribery payment made to Joe Biden, the big guy. Yet, where does this go?
I don't know where it goes unless they draft articles of impeachment and run it through. Again, the cowardice is breathtaking. They impeached Trump 71 times in the span of 4 years.
Yep.
These guys are so scared of their own shadows that they simply cannot run a parliament. They impeached Nixon. They didn't know what the end was going to be like. Stuff was revealed during the course of the impeachment of Nixon that they didn't know at the beginning. You know, obviously that wasn't the case with Trump. It was merely a parliamentary maneuver. But, you know, get it going. Like, what are you waiting for? You know what I mean? Open up articles and things. You say, well, we don't have the votes in the Senate. Go up yourself. Who knows who's going to buckle at the end? You know, they didn't know that when they impeached Nixon, who was going to cross party lines. And neither do these guys.
You're absolutely right. It's funny. I remember Comey, he ruined a vacation, just started vacation the day he stood in front of America, July 5th, I think it was 2016, and listed 33,000 national security violations by Hillary Clinton. But nobody, no reasonable prosecutor who wanted to live would go after her. You know, it was...
You know, Laura Loomer, though, went after Comey the other day to punch him.
Yes.
Yes, he has got some balls on that girl. Let me tell you something.
I'm glad there's a few that do.
Bigger balls than Mulvaney, as we say in the bar culture.
Hey, want to go back to something we discussed a little bit last week, because you're there and you pick up the buzz. What is going on with this Dodgers fiasco and Pride Night? What are you picking up on that?
Well, the Angels just had it. The Angels had it last night. And, you know, it was uneventful. They brought down the same nuns of perpetual indulgence down in Anaheim. Omar, the owner, apparently didn't want any trouble, so he had Pride Night. And it was the same people that are coming to Dodger Stadium next Friday night, which is a rowdier, more raucous crowd. So I expect some trouble. I expect some trouble next Friday, whether they'll cover it or not, I don't know. The LA Times is laying off every single person at their former newspaper. So who knows what kind of coverage this will bring.
As a baseball fan, I found The Athletic. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
All right. You pay for it, but they've got a lot of writers on that staff there that I like because I'm a huge baseball fan. And
right.
I went to the baseball section, and the first three articles are the Angels doing enough for Pride Night, making the case for the award for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And
there's a lot of woke women who were hired intentionally by the little bow tie guy when he was involved in The Athletic.
Kenny Rosenthal.
Their job is not to cover baseball, because anybody could do that. Their job, these women, they went after Trevor Bauer. Very well familiar with what they did here to Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Here's a guy.
Yeah.
You know, there was a long list of things he was accused of doing, but he was never charged with anything, never arrested. It was pretty graphic, but, you know, they wouldn't even give her a restraining order, and baseball suspended him for 2 years.
It was egregious, and I hope he sued MLB for what they did. The female judge in the case here in L.A. Superior Court, when the woman, the defendant, requested a restraining order against Bauer, she said, "You're insane. I ought to order a restraining order against you, lady."
Wow.
From the leftist woman judge who said, "I should get a restraining order against you." She was out for money. They had transcripts of her text messages, you know, saying, "I'm going to take this guy down," and blah, blah, blah. Baseball considered none of that. When the second he signed with the Dodgers, all of the different woke LA Times sports journalists went after him because he was an outspoken Trump supporter. They went after him from the day he signed to the day.
Wow.
The real story.
They
didn't stand up for him. They did absolutely nothing. And eventually, I think he's in Japan now, Greg.
Yes.
I think he's pitching in Japan.
Yeah. And the Dodgers still had to pay him.
You can make the case that it was collusion for, because he was blacklisted by every team in the league for no reason, not given a tryout or anything. That's called collusion. That's called a case where the team conspire to not do something, and that's illegal.
In the meantime, we've had players who were arrested and charged with felony abuse of women, like what's his name in Atlanta, Marcelo Zuna, and
absolutely
got a slap on the wrist. He's playing again.
Absolutely, it was all political for Trevor Bauer. There was no way. It was the best pitcher in the game
at that time. He was,
Speak of his career. I mean, he's got deep pockets, and he's very litigious. He really likes to sue, and I'm surprised he hasn't sued MLB yet. So maybe we'll see that suit at some point.
I really hope that he does go after them. I've been telling my listeners, and I'm picking up a lot of followers, so I want to thank you and Eric for the shout-outs on the show, because it is habit-forming television on YouTube and Rumble. I have not watched it yet, but I noticed you did a whole show on who was Henry Ford, and I'd like you to give us just a little tease on that before we watch it.
Well, I mean, he's the best and worst of American culture. I mean, he literally invents the middle class, Greg.
Yeah. You know,
by creating the Model T and mass producing it and having it to be such an inexpensive vehicle that was like a stripped down punk rock car. Yeah, basically a glorified lawnmower. But he, you know, looks at certain, he doesn't invent things, but he refines things. He doesn't invent the assembly line, but he refines it and makes it into a period where they were able to assemble a car, one car each, in 93 minutes. So, I mean, that's how low he got the assembly process. And then he creates schools. He creates schools for assimilation and, you know, a whole mess of different social things that he did in terms of having, like, 80,000 employees at the River Rouge plant in Detroit.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, just huge. I mean, an entire city. And, in fact, in one particular day, the day rate for workers across the country was about $2.50 back in, like, 1905, $2.50 for, like, a whole day.
Right.
In one day, he doubled that to over $5. And thousands of workers, unskilled workers, came from across the country and around the world to the entranceway of his plant trying to get work. He had to, like, use fire hoses to get them off because that's how many people wanted to work for him.
Today, I know so many businesses that are struggling to find people who want to work, period. It's
right. So he doubled the essentially the minimum wage overnight. It was on the front page of the New York Times. He created so many different things in his life, and then he kind of went crazy at the end. He lost his mind and became a virulent supporter of Hitler. He won the top award for a citizen who wasn't in the military or German army, the German Eagle. I mean, Hitler had a huge photo framed in back of his desk on his wall. He supported Hitler up until, you know, like maybe 1941 before Pearl Harbor. Really a virulent anti-Semite who bought a paper called the Dearborn Independent and published the Protocols of the Elders of Zion for 91 consecutive weeks.
Whoa.
Until a lawsuit stopped him.
Mark, was Joe Kennedy in that same vein as Henry Ford?
Not according to his grandson, not according to Bobby Kennedy Jr., he wasn't.
Okay.
But there was a guy, Halpern, I forget the guy's first name. His last name was Halpern. He's a relative of Mark Halpern, CIA guy, who dedicated his life or had the assignment of smearing the Kennedys 24/7, even in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to look that up and see who that Halpern guy is.
By the way, those of you listening, we're on with Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories on YouTube and Rumble. And you should be paying attention, because at the end of our conversation, there's going to be a pop quiz question on some pearl of wisdom that Mark shares with us. So be ready to win at the end. I love following your Twitter, and you have such experience and history in media. You know the big players. I love the way you tweeted out CNN statement on the end of the Chrysler era. Soviet Politburo issue statement. That's really what they are.
At this point, they don't have a CEO. He was removed ostensibly because of a revolt by the Politburo members, as I say. And Chris Licht, who was the CEO, was there for about 18 months. He made some bold moves trying to save this phony news network, which had about 239,000 viewers during prime time the other day, while Tucker Carlson had 81 million viewers on Twitter alone. They voted. They wanted to get Chris Licht out of there, so they listened to the inmates in the asylum to get him out. Now, Chris Licht had absolutely no background in what he was doing. He was the producer of an obscure late-night show called the Stephen Colbert Show. And that's his background, right, in terms of having a news, you know, no news background at all.
Speaking of anti-Semitism, you retweeted the representative who was going after the School of Law in New York on their anti-Semitic commencement speech. This is so out there. Nobody's being bashful about it anymore.
No. It's this way. That's why I did the show on Henry Ford, because it's come full circle now. I mean, the hate crimes are through the roof. You know, the people complain every year about different hate crimes. There's only one group that's number one on the hit list every year, and that's American Jews. Not even close. And anyways, to make a long story short, Henry Ford is a good episode. You may want to take a look at that.
Oh, I watch them all.
On Tuesday, I think I'm doing the assassination of President McKinley up in Buffalo, Greg. By a Polish communist.
Yes.
Who was embittered and went to the electric chair in upstate New York a short while afterwards for killing McKinley at the expo, you know, essentially the World Fair.
Yeah.
Up in Buffalo.
And I think you made the point on one of your broadcasts that all the crackpots and assassins are leftists in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, if you could catch him, I mean, who knows? This one didn't have a patsy, but he was just a, you know, complete avowed anarchist, socialist, Marxist by his own admission. So,
and I love, by the way, the episode you guys did on Garfield.
Garfield. Yeah, this is similar to Garfield. I mean, this one's what puts Teddy Roosevelt into the White House, by the way.
Yes.
And he becomes a trustbuster to the dismay of all the different robber barons at the time.
I would like to ask, because of your expertise in the entire American experience, the deep state, and so forth. I was the most disconcerting headline yesterday was when Mark Meadows, it was made known that he was going to testify against Trump. That was kind of a gut punch. Where do you see this going? They're going to do whatever they take to get this guy.
I've never buckled on this. I think they're looking to put him in jail and have a perp walk. They want a scalp, and everybody keeps saying, "Nah, they're never going to do it." You know, because the people who are saying that are conservatives who would never do it themselves,
right,
so they can't imagine anyone else doing it. But having been over there on the other side, this is their goal. This is, you know, Hillary Clinton party, where they mostly care from Obama.
Wow, we lost. We've got a real staticky event taking place on the phone.
They use prison. They use prison a lot as a weapon. Obama people.
Yeah.
They like to use prison, and that's where they want to go with this. Now, I don't know why he doesn't seek expedited relief from the United States Supreme Court, but, you know, Trump has his own way of doing things legally, according to Barnes, Robert Barnes. He gets lawyers on the cheap because he wants to save money, gets these, you know, what they're doing.
People that ultimately want to write books, probably.
Keep in mind, this is the special prosecutor who's going after him. The document, the phony document declassification thing that they seized at Mar-a-Lago. which every president has always taken home for their libraries. So it doesn't matter what they're trying to drum up. It really has no relevance. They're just going to charge him with something and then try to make it stick.
I noticed the situation with Ray Epps got your attention, and I love your comment on this tweet. If Epps falls, the dominoes tumble. Could you give us a little detail?
Right, they have drawn a line in the sand, an Alamo, around Ray Epps. Ray Epps, by anybody's imagination, has been videotaped, audio taped, filmed, witnessed, leading this and this protest on January 6th, and yet he is the only one on the earth, including my mother, who hasn't been indicted. And everybody keeps saying, what's with Ray Epps? And everybody knows what's with Ray Epps. Ray Epps was an undercover police informer and operative who was working undercover as a agent provocateur. Everyone knows this. But they have now, because of their exposure, if Ray Epps goes down, the whole house of cards collapses around Ray Epps. So as absurd and bizarre as they get, and they will get even more bizarre in their defense of Ray Epps, it's because of what Ray Epps represents, of course, and what it would mean for Ray Epps to topple. It would bring down their whole house of phony cards.
Also, and by the way, Bud Light apparently hasn't learned they're still doing the all-ages drag show party, a safe space for a family event. And also, I'm intrigued by this Great American Awakening, The Great Awakening. This is a documentary coming out?
Yeah, I watched it last night. We watched it last night. It's riveting. I mean, and I'm a pretty harsh critic of film and doc.
Yes.
This thing is the real deal. Absolutely brilliant. And with a lot of money behind it. It's not a shoddy-looking doc, right?
Mm-hmm. The Great Awakening, and this is going to, it's a experience about the state and fate of America, which gets more worrisome every day. It really does.
Fantastic documentary. It traces the history of American communism from the 1940s to today, just to give people a tip of what's in there.
By the way, that was another thing from one of your previous episodes of America's Untold Stories. I got a whole different take from you on people like Dalton Trumbo and stuff. The movie.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting notes. When I say notes, I mean script notes as a screenwriter from the Kremlin itself on their scripts. I mean, if people knew that, this is the so-called Hollywood 10 for anyone listening at home.
Right.
Dalton Trumbo was a Hollywood screenwriter, and there was about nine others who refused to cooperate with the House and American Activities Committee in the 50s and were jailed for contempt of Congress. They were receiving notes. They had an operative, a KGB agent in Hollywood, and he got notes from the Kremlin to pass on to them in meetings about how they wanted the scripts to reflect on American workforce, and if there was something about the Soviets in the movie,
wow,
that they would promote that. Obviously, there wasn't that much Soviet stuff in movies, but they would do other things that were given to them from the Kremlin directly, if you could imagine that.
As we wrap up, Mark Grobert is also the author of a book called Rehab Nation, which I've ordered and I'm waiting for. I'm looking in my mailbox every day. Can't wait to see it, and I may, if it's okay with you, share a couple of excerpts from that with the listeners.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. There's some humorous stuff in there. Some history of rehabs that I think people find really interesting.
And again, because the talk show listener generally appreciates history, cares about the country and what's going on, America's Untold Stories with Eric Hundley and our guest Mark Grobert is awesome. Awesome. Habit
so
forming.
We're going to be on tomorrow. Greg, it's Freeform Friday, I think, which is 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific, and I guess 4:30 your time.
Yeah, we're on opposite you, but I get home, fix a bite to eat. It's already up on YouTube, and I watch it. That's my Friday night, and it's a great time. Absolutely love it. So we appreciate it, Mark, so much, and we have a pop quiz coming up in just a couple of minutes, so you can win both for two at Bama Lanes.
I'm going to call in under a phony name. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Greg. Let's talk next Thursday.
All righty. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes America's Untold Stories so much fun to watch. This guy's funny. Mm-hmm. He worked for National Lampoon magazine. He did some really outrageous stuff. And going all the way back to those days, he's one of those people that just networks everywhere. I would love to see who the contacts are on his cell phone, because I'll bet it's a pretty impressive list. And we really appreciate that he takes time out of his week to join us and let us know the latest. And follow him on Twitter, @LordBuckley, B-U-C-K-L-Y. That's what Twitter's best use is, to follow people that have something to say. And he finds good material. He shares a lot of news stories. And I am not ashamed to admit that I steal them from time to time. So get ready for the pop quiz question coming up in just a moment. I think right now at 3:56, our next stop is the Traffic Dungeon.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we got a minor accident, Vaughn Road at East Boulevard. Please watch out as you approach that intersection. Light to moderate traffic everywhere around the city. We're pretty busy at East Boulevard and I-85, Taylor Road at I-85. And Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive outbound, pretty busy as well. Highway 31 to Prattville, lights to mostly moderate traffic there. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that gets it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, I promised you a pop quiz question after our interview with Mark Robert, and here is your question. Mark mentioned he's about to do an episode of America's Untold Stories about an American president who was assassinated. But which one? This really is an easy question. But you went Eaton Bulver 2 at Bama Lanes, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer is going to be our winner. 272-9228. Coming up, we'll have a fresh edition of SRN News. Who is our first caller here?
Hey, calling in to answer Greg's question.
Okay, which American president did Mark say they were going to do an episode about?
McKinley.
You're a winner!
How about that? I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you're enjoying these conversations we're having with Mark.
Really do. Follow it on Twitter. Love it.
Excellent, excellent. Hang on, you're going to Bama Lanes for Eaton Bowl for free. It's a $30 value, and thank you again for listening. Wow, that worked out really well. You know, you're too stuck in minutia. I know you all have lives and things to do, but that was fairly easy. And I am going to, at some point, post the link to rumble.com on the Great Awakening that Mark mentioned. And of course, it's very easy to find America's Untold Stories on YouTube and Rumble. And tomorrow they do Freeform Friday, and it's a blast. It's really a blast. 3:58 on this talk, 93.1 FM. If you are, Mark was talking about lawyers, sometimes nobody ever really, unless you're opening a business, you need to get some legal things taken care of. Nobody really plans to hire a lawyer. Oftentimes it's something that's done in reaction to a situation. Sometimes that situation is a divorce filing. Maybe you can feel it coming, maybe you can't. But when it happens, the emotional gyrations you go through are pretty intense. So learn the three words that I had to learn the hard way. Turn it over. Give your situation to two women who are not only well-trained and have the expertise, but provide the passion of advocacy that will help you get through it. You need to know, it's never easy, but it's a lot easier when you know you have a teammate who is fighting on your behalf for the best possible outcome. You can reach out to Delkin Tomlinson at 819-4810 or visit them online at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. They handle all aspects.